Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Families of children waiting for spinal surgery have been reacting to the news. Some children will be sent to New York and the UK for treatment. It's part of a drive to lower the number of patients waiting for longer than 4 months for procedures. Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly said today there is now a clear trajectory for waiting lists to reduce. Una Kelly has been speaking to some parents whose children have been waiting for treatment, and Una is with me now. What has it been saying, Una?
Well, Cormac, you'll remember that 7 years ago then, then Health Minister Simon Harris pledged no child with scoliosis should wait longer than 4 months. And last week, the Children's Ombudsman said the situation for such children remain critical. Now the Department of Health has released further details of plans to treat some of those children abroad. Stephen Donnelly, the Minister for Health, was on the News at One today. He said the number of children waiting for 4 months will fall from 86 to 20 this year. And he said that those 20 children, in consultation with their surgeons in Ireland, will be offered care abroad. Now, in a statement to Drive Time this evening, Children's Health Ireland said that 20 patients are confirmed for treatment for surgery in New York or London, that some of those surgeries have already happened, and that more children will travel abroad this week. Now, I've been speaking to Lorraine Russell. Her six-year-old daughter Zoe has spina bifida and scoliosis. Lorraine says that in September they met surgeons from New York in Crumlin Hospital and were told that the surgery would take place in the autumn. But Lorraine Russell says that since then they have not been able to get further details or clarification. She said she hasn't had confirmation in writing yet from Children's Health Ireland that the surgery will go ahead, and has been told that the date for it may now be in early spring. She also said that they haven't been able to make arrangements for pre-operation assessments, and that they have no idea how long they'll have to stay in New York, and that means that they're not able to make arrangements for their other children at home or for any financial arrangements for the time that they're away. Lorraine Russell says they are delighted that there's a path to getting the surgery, but they're frustrated at the lack of details so far and the delays.
Well, it's just basically like that. We need some like clarity around, you know, what's happening with dates. You know, you're living day by day waiting. You know, you can't really live because you're just waiting. And like that, we know like our kids, like time isn't their friend, because they need this the surgery done. Like, we have other kids as well, so you know, you have to organize this. You can't just say up, pack and leave. Like, things have to be organized, even though this is so important to have. Bills and everything else still have to be paid. Your kids have to be looked after over here.
And do you have this offer of treatment in New York in writing yet?
We have nothing in writing. We have nothing. You send off emails like that to CHI, and you know, it takes a long time to get a reply, but we have been sent nothing in writing. You need clarity. Like, these are our kids, but yet we don't know anything that's going on.
And while Zoe is waiting as well, that's more time for her where she's in pain.
Zoe's oxygen levels are dropping because obviously more pressure on her lungs. She's on BiPAP and she's on oxygen. And the longer the time goes on, then obviously the less likely it will happen for Zoe.
And Lorraine, how does all that leave you feeling at the moment for yourself and Zoe and your whole family?
Just angry. You know, I said, these are our kids' lives. You know what I mean? Where you're fighting and fighting the whole time. And you shouldn't have to fight to get your child medical treatment. This year in February, Zoe got a chest infection, and we were back in CHI, and we were told there was no more that respiratory could do. Zoe needs her operation. So the longer we wait, the less time Zoe will have. You just have to keep fighting and fighting, and you shouldn't have to keep fighting. She's a little girl, 6 years of age. She is so happy. She's so loving. She just hugs everybody, loves going to school. She's so, so social. And she has a right, as anybody else, to be able to go around and to live her life.
And Lorraine, what's your hope at this stage?
I just want Zoe to have the operation that she's entitled to have. I just want a date I want date. I want things put in writing for all the kids. All the kids deserve to have an operation. No child should be in pain. No child should be left in pain.
That was Lorraine Russell there speaking about her frustrations in waiting for a date for surgery for her 6-year-old daughter, Zoe. Now, the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, said today that there's now a clear trajectory to get waiting lists for spinal surgery for children where they need to be. Aaron Daly has been involved in scoliosis advocacy for more than 10 years. His daughter, Sophia, suffers from the condition. Here's his reaction to the Health Minister's comments today about waiting lists coming down.
On the outside, it sounds positive. And what he's saying, nobody can really argue with the sentiment in it. But the reality is, like, we have been involved with scoliosis care now for over 10 years. We have seen the different schemes coming and going. There's a real issue at the moment with Children's Health Ireland. Like, I know several families on the list at the moment, and they can't get clear information from CHA regarding where their kid is on the list and how long they're going to wait. And look, there has to be a big change in the way that CHA and the HSE deal with parents. You know, it's already a stressful enough situation when your child's sick, but if you can't phone up or you can't get clear information on where your child is, what the plan is, and when they're going to get the surgery they need, then that's all additional stress for families who are already in a situation that they never wanted to be in. But again, you know, all these big initiatives and all these plans for extra surgeries need to be backed up with actual figures at the end of it. You know, no child should be waiting to the point where they're unfit for surgery.
That was Aaron Daly there, who is involved in advocacy for children waiting for scoliosis spinal surgery. Now, in a statement from Children's Health Ireland today, they told us that 20 patients have now been confirmed for spinal surgery treatment either in New York or London, that some of those surgeries have already happened, and that more patients will travel abroad this week. They also said, "We remain in constant contact with these families and with the clinical teams in London and New York. Children's Health Ireland's Spinal Surgery Management Unit is pleased to be able to facilitate timely treatment for these patients and will provide aftercare to these patients when they return home." And they also have a 30-page information booklet that they supply all of those families with.
Okay, Una Kelly, thank you very much indeed for that. Some of those families looking for clarity. And if you're among those families, you can certainly email drivetime@rte.ie with your story and with your queries, and we'll be happy to follow it up.